Hello Mathieu, thank you for joining this interview today. So you are working at Essilor, and today we would like to ask you some questions about your open innovation policy in your company. So
Sure.
first, what is external innovation for you and for your company?
Okay, thank you for the question, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to explain our view of open innovation. As a very quick introduction, so yeah, my name is Mathieu Feuillade. I'm working in the foresight and research department within Essilor R&D, and I'm in charge of the methodology and open innovation group. And as a team, we support design and innovation activities by leveraging both innovation methodologies like design thinking and open innovation processes. And our mission is really to facilitate the innovation state of mind within the teams, I would say. To answer your questions, the Essilor Group is committed to developing vision care solution that helps to correct and protect the individual vision needs, with about 2.7 billion people worldwide still suffering from the social and economic consequences of poor vision. Essilor is convinced of the importance of collective intelligence and cross-sector collaboration. Of course, we don't innovate alone. Our external innovation activity includes academic partnerships, cross-industry innovation, technology scouting, crowdsourcing. We're also involved in innovation consortia, in startup ecosystem, and corporate venturing. What we are looking for with our partner is to create new generations of products and services to help rethink vision care, to create positive impacts for the society by fighting visual impairments like myopia or visual aging. We also seek to self-empower and engage consumers about their vision health and eventually to improve or even augment the human visual performance. For Essilor R&D, external innovation activity stimulates product innovation and it favors introduction of disruptive ideas, new technologies, new business models, and in the end, it generates new scientific knowledge, which is really key. For us, developing and being connected with our partenarial ecosystem helps to better detect, of course, new technologies, but also social and consumer evolutions. It's also a means to detect and attract new talents, new competencies, new skills, and eventually it helps in raising awareness about vision care, and this is really important for us.
And could you tell us how you are collaborating with academics at Essilor?
Yeah, Essilor Group has forged many research partnerships with universities and public research organizations, including, for example, the Vision Institute in Paris, CNRS, Universities of Shanghai and Wenzhou in China. This international approach is the best way to connect our R&D experts with the most relevant innovation networks. Our motivations for collaborations are based on the needs to enlarge our scientific and technical knowledge by addressing challenges that require competencies, experimental means, innovation networks that we do not fully own internally. Basically, we have two different models of collaboration with academics. The first model is based, I would say, on a one-time collaboration set up for a period between 12 to 18 months to address a challenge, usually with an academic laboratory that we identified as having the right skills to bring a quick answer. The second model is based on the need to address more complex challenges for mid to long-term objectives, generally requiring the competencies of several academic laboratories. In addition to the level of expertise, the innovation network of our partner is one of the key assets we are looking for. In this model, and when it's possible, we tend to favor a co-localization between our R&D teams and our partners' teams to maximize both development and integration of the knowledge. Sharing the expertise between academic and the industrial partners, finding the right convergence between the industrial partner objectives and the editorial research line of the academic are really key success factors in this approach.
And would you encourage researchers from academia to collaborate with industries like Essilor? And what would be your advice for the researchers?
Of course, the industry academia collaboration is really a place where research meets with innovation. All researchers from academia are not sensitive to that, but it's not the majority. And yes, of course, collaboration between academia and industries should be encouraged. And actually, academia did not wait for industry to generate innovation based on its research. You have startups that are created by former PhD students following their graduation. You have patents that are transferred to SAT to be valorized. So now the key question is the why collaborating. Industry-academia collaborations are not always easy to implement, but they are really beneficial for all partners. For academia, research financing is, of course, one benefit of working with industry, but it should not be the only motivation. For those researchers, working with industry is also a great opportunity to identify new ways to valorize and develop their scientific knowledge through the confrontation with applications or even use cases they may not be aware of. To maximize the benefits of this collaboration, there is the need to converge, of course, on the budget and the scientific editorial line, but also on the valorization through innovation, which means finding agreement on the related intellectual property distribution. For academia, I think that the industrial partner should be the best partner to commit in creating a product or a service in order to valorize the generated knowledge. Of course, the time constraints related to innovation and scientific knowledge development are not really the same. So that's why in this kind of relationship, it's really essential to manage expectations from both sides. Maybe a last advice from experience, we know that the participation to European programs helps in favoring and designing industry-academia collaboration. It really helps giving a more global and political perspective. The relationship is then governed by the defined research axis of the consortia, and this is really a wonderful breeding ground for innovation.
Thank you very much for your reply. Do you have an external innovation program at ESILOR?
We do not have formal external innovation program, as our open innovation activities are not formally led under one governance model. But we do have four recurring initiatives that have their own governance models. The first model is really based on dedicated teams. We have some people that are working to scout for new technologies among academia, startups, companies, or to evaluate the impact of emerging technologies on our business. We have also people working to build collaboration research strategies with academia to address key scientific challenges, like we have, for example, on myopia, with the Wenzhou Medical University. We are also more and more involved in the European research programs promoting the importance of visual health among the scientific community. A second governance model was created some years ago in order to have a direct equity investments in innovative startups aligned with ESILOR's area of strategic focus. For example, ESILOR invested in the company Depoptics in 2016, and we are continuously following the startups that have the ability to develop or even to disrupt the ophthalmic business. In a third model, that is a more opportunistic approach, I would say, we are conducting open innovation challenges, like the Sea Change Challenge that we had 4 years ago. We also have privileged relationships with some engineering designing school to solve technical challenges. The last initiative that we launched in ESILOR between our sourcing and procurement department and our R&D is called the Supplier Innovation Program. The objective is to develop or to source expertise not existing internally in order really to leverage our suppliers' skills and resources to accelerate our ideation processes and the development speed of our innovation. What is key is that for all these approaches, it's really necessary to have a deep understanding of the various innovation models existing in Europe, in US, in China, in order to be agile and efficient in the choices made in external innovation activities. It really helps being connected to the right innovation networks. And this connection to the right innovation network is one of our priority in our foresight and research department. This is what makes the difference in the end.
Thank you very much, Mathieu, for giving us your insight about open innovation and explaining how it works in your company.
Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you.